We're going to tell everyone we are in Siman Gimel. We're up to Siv Zayin. We're continuing the halachas of Tznius when going to the bathroom. Last time we learned in Siv Hei, we learned about when one is Mifana, when one is doing Gedolim, so he has an Isser of going to the bathroom when he is standing between Mizrach and Marav. Okay, he's supposed to be passing Safon and Dar. We learn also, though, however, if he's behind Mechitzos, then it's going to be Mutter. Okay, if he's behind Mechitzos, it's going to be Mutter, maker the dinner, even though the Rambam sounds like even with mechitzas, we don't pass like that. We sound in our bathrooms nowadays. There's mechitzas, there's no problem whichever way you are really facing. Okay? And we learned over there, Atal Mayim, Kolin Yin Shari, and when you're doing Tanim, everything is going to be Mutter. That's what the Rama wrote over there in Sif Hei. The Grub disagreed. However, that's how the Rama passed. Now we're up to Sif Zayin, which can get very confusing if you don't understand what's going on over here. And if you look at the Beis Yosef, it is very confusing. But here we go. Says the Mechaber over here, Atal Mayim, Minat Sofim, Vilifnim. If you are going to the bathroom, Tanim, Minat Sofim, Vilifnim, Sofim, Perush. The Rama tells us, what is Sofim? Makom Shiacholim Liros Misham Harabais. It's the last place where you can still see Harabais. Umisham Bahalay Nicholim Liros. From then at point on, you will no longer be able to see Harabais. Okay? So imagine basically the whole Rova, even outside the Rova, there will be places that are still considered Sofim. And this place is on what is going to be us. So what's going to be us over here? Lo Yeshev upon of Klapi HaKodesh. You should not stand to go to the bathroom when you are facing Klape Yakodesh, Ella, Litzafon, Lidarum, you should be, once again, north south. Oh, you sound like a Kodesh Litzadim, or at least go diagonally that you're not completely facing Harabais. Okay, that is either front or your back should not be facing Harabais over here. So, what's going on over here? We just had that same halacha before. You're supposed to go to the bathroom between Tzafon and Durham. So, what are we adding over here? What's the difference now? Minatzofim Bilifnim, that is more Machmer that we seem to have to bring a special halacha. So, after we understand this very well, we could understand this. Probably you guys can make this teretz also. It's because now we're talking about Meitel Mayim, we're talking about Ketanim, we're talking about going number one. Therefore, the halachas are going to be over there. But we learned earlier on, it's completely mutter. Even if you're outside, you don't have to be so makbid to be facing Tzafon Dorum. However, over here, once you're mitzofim belifnim, so over here, we'll assume we're talking about, once again, when you're outside. So let's say, I don't know, you're waiting for your hasa'ad to come, and you're in the Rova parking lot, okay? And you all of a sudden, you have to go to the bathroom, you're going to miss your hasa'ad if you go. If we go to an indoor bathroom, you want to go to the tree somewhere. So then you would do this halacha would mandate us to require us to go ahead and be facing Darum Tzafon and not Mizrach Marav, not with your face towards Harabais, not with your back towards Harabais, or at least face diagonally when going to the bathroom. So that is halacha lemaisa for us living in the old city. That is going to be what's going to be over here. That's what comes out over here out of Siv Zayin. That is different over there. Once again, just to sum up, bye. Ketanim, when one is doing Ketanim, generally it's always going to be mutter, even if he's outside, except for this halacha when he's sofim v'lifnim. When doing Gedolim, always when you're outside, you could be in America. If you're going outside of the bathroom, you should be facing, not facing Marav, and not facing Mizrach. Okay, you don't want to have your Panav or your Acharav klape the Shechina, which is in the Marav, like we said before, that, at least according to the Rambam's reading, the Shechina is always b'marav. Okay, that is going to be, but you're inside, Bein Lektani, Bein Lekdolim is always going to be motor to go ahead and do. That's Siv Zayin. Moving on now to Siv Ches. Kishenifna basada. When one is going to the bathroom outside in the Sada. So, Imhu Acharei HaGeder, if there is some type of mechitz up there, some type of wall that is in the Sada, so Yifna Miyad. Then he can go to the bathroom, even Gedolim right away. He's allowed to go to the bathroom right away. Why? Because that is going to be Tzanua. As says the Mishnah Berurah over here, because his friend, now we're talking, going back to Lachlat Tznius, forgetting about the Shechina right now. That's a different halacha. He's assuming he's facing Tzafon Darum like he's supposed to be facing. But now we have a separate issue that he's outside. You know, that's not Tznius. So therefore, if there is a mechitza, he can do it by the mechitza. So ein chaver ruas perua. His friend's not going to see him naked. It's going to be mutter. V'chein b'chatzar achei kotol abay. Same thing. If you're in the chatzar of your house and you have your house blocking, it's going to be fine. V'afal pisha chaver shomea koli tusho. Even though he could hear the sounds of one who goes to the bathroom shalmata, ein mikach klum. That's not a problem with tznius. Shashmas kol ito shalmata imbo iser mishum tznius. That's not a problem with tznius. It might be disgusting. It might not be your kavod for people to hear you going to the bathroom. El shi cherpa ubush levnei adam. It's a cherpa ubusha for people. Umisheno makbid eno makbid. If you're not makbid, then people are going to hear you go to the bathroom. So you're not makbid. Okay, this person should generally be makbid. Probably if he cares about about his kavod, but if he doesn't care about his kavod, so he's not makan on his kavod. But the ikar is that people do not see him going to the bathroom. It's not a din in hearing him going to the bathroom. Fine. So that is if he has a mechitza over there. So he says, "Kishinav masal imal achrei agedah yifanim yad." Ubebikav, he's in a valley. There's no mechitzas. I said, "Yisrachik ad makom shaliyichol lochaver liros peruah." He has to be marchi himself. Okay, you pull off to the side of the road, go to the bathroom. There's no mechitzas over there. There's no trees, so you have to go off and tell him there's nobody's going to be able to see you. You're not allowed to have people go to see you when you're going to the bathroom. That is a lack of tznias. That is, once again, we mandate the halachas of tznias even when going to the bathroom. So you have to make as much kavod as possible when you're outside. It's generally not so respectful. It's not so geschmack, but you should do the best thing you can to do it in its most tzanua way as possible, in addition to making sure that you're facing the right direction. Moving on to Sif Tet. Now, this din is not a din in tznias. This is one of those extra, another dins. This is a din in health. He says, "Lo yeshev b'mehira." Don't sit too quickly or bechozik and push really hard. Don't push too hard where you are manis et atzmo. Why? Shelo yinatek shinei karkashta, because you're going to come to rip the glands of your rectum. Okay, so you don't want to do that. Yeah, that sounds very, very, very discomforting. You don't want to have that happen. So therefore, don't do that. That's the eitz over here in Sif Tet. Halach over here that you have to take care of your body, and therefore don't, even if it's difficult to come out, you shouldn't push too hard, or else it's going to be yinatik shinir karkashta. Sif yud. Lo ikanach biyad yami. Now we are done going to the bathroom, and now we're ready to clean ourselves up afterwards. So it says over here, hopefully you know this halach up until this point before, and that is we do not wipe with our right hand. Okay, we do not wipe our right hand. Why do we not wipe with our right hand? The Magen Avraham brings many different reasons still over here. The Mishnah Berurah only mentions directly one of them. The Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, "Mineshe kosher bat tefillin al zroah smali," because the right hand is the hand that we go ahead and wrap our tefillin with our head. So that hand that you wrap your tefillin with, that's not the hand you want to go ahead and be wiping with. Okay, there are other reasons why it brought down also. If you ask, oh, your left hand is where the tefillin is, but that's your arm. We don't wipe with our arm. Okay, we wipe with our hand. Okay, so therefore, that's not a problem, the fact that you left. So the other reasons that are brought down is, one's a din in cleanliness, that we eat with our right hand generally, and therefore, we don't want to be wiping with that same hand. Other reasons, it says, mimino, eish dat lamo, the Torah was given with the right side, mimino, eish dat lamo, therefore, we don't want to wipe with our right hand. Others say to you, because you point with your right hand to the Torah. Different reasons brought down why we don't do it with the right hand. Obviously, there's going to be nafkaminas between these reasonings. What's going to be number one with a lefty? A lefty, obviously, he ties his tefillin with his left hand. So what's going to be with an itteriyad? So the Mishnah Berurah over here says, after bringing down the reason of the tefillin, he says, "V'ot tamim acherim ayim b'gemara." The Gemara brings down all these other reasons. The Magen Avraham also brings down. He says over here, number one, since the reason, one of the reasons is the tefillin, another halacha. "V'tov lizar milekanech be'etza etzba ha'emtzai shekorech alav rutzah." Since we wrap the ritzuos around the middle finger, therefore, that's meaning, therefore, you shouldn't use your middle finger. Your left hand, with only four fingers, without the middle finger, you're supposed to wipe off. So that's another halacha brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. It's not as important as the first halacha that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, but the Mishnah Berurah adds this also, they try not using your middle finger. Okay? And if, by the way, I've heard a lot of times, "Rabbi, it's too hard, I'm used to wipe with my right, it's too hard to wipe with that." You'll get used to it, don't worry about it, do it a couple of times, and you'll see that you'll be able to survive by following the halacha over here. Now, the Kotva Achron, the Itter Yad Shekoli Nanavosa B'Smol, an Itter Yad, who's a lefty, does everything with his left side, Mekanech B'Smol Didei over here, B'Smol Didei means his weak hand, Shehu Yamin Kol Adam, which is everyone's right hand, so he's going to wipe with his right hand because he is kosher as tefillin. So you see over here that because of the reason of tefillin, a lefty is going to use the other side. The same reason by the eating is going to be also, he's going to fulfill that reasoning. Some say that even Mimino Eish Dat Lamu says the Torah is given with the right. It doesn't mean the right. It means with the strong hand. And therefore, this person's strong hand, that's his yameen. That's his yameen. So therefore, the left hand is yameen. He's going to wipe with his right hand and not his left hand. That's in terms of a lefty. Now, what about a woman? What about a woman who's not kosher his tefillin. So the Moraktia and the Ben Ishchai both bring down that a woman does not wipe also with her right hand, just like a man. And the reason obviously is because just like the Mishnah Berurah down one reason, which is the tefillin, there's all these other reasons that are shaykh by woman, and therefore a woman also should be makbin not to wipe with her right hand. They lechor don't have to be makbin on the middle finger. That they don't have to worry about not wiping with the middle finger because they don't wrap the tefillin. I hope not with that finger. So therefore they could go ahead and wipe with their left hand. Now, the Shulchan Aruch HaGriz, which is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal HaTanya, he brings down that this whole lacha is not really shaykh nowadays. You really could go ahead and wipe with your right hand, no problem. Why? It's a little bit disgusting, but he says back in the day, they didn't have toilet paper. When it meant to wipe, it meant you really were wiping with that hand. You know, you're going to go ahead and eat with that hand. That was majorly disgusting. They didn't have such good antibacterial soaps. Then either they didn't have the gels that clean your hand without water, and therefore you have all these halachas. But nowadays, where you're wiping with toilet paper, you have this hesek between the hand. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says you don't have to be makpid on this din. I guess some all those people in Israel are not makpid on this din. They must be relying on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. However, Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinson does not pass like this. He says that one is still supposed to be makpid nowadays. Many poskim are makpid still nowadays, even though you're using toilet paper. It's still not covered for your hand to go ahead and be wiping this in the hand that you go ahead and wrap your tefillin. Wrap your tefillin with. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinson is mamshich this din one more further step. He says over here, Dibur Masla Mipnei. He says Mitamim Elu, because of these reasons not to go ahead and wipe your left hand. He says Yakpid Gam Bishasher Rochei Tzatzim Merchatz. Even when you're taking a shower, you should also, if he's not talking about washing your hair, he's talking about when you're washing those mekomos of your body that are the same place where you're going to wipe when you go to the bathroom. If you are washing those places, you should also only wash with your left hand and not with your right hand. You should put this up in the left hand, not in the right hand. Filu shlo asot srochav, even though he didn't go to the bathroom, and therefore it's not as dirty as it was before. But nevertheless, the reasons for these kavod, Rabbeinu Rav Nevinson holds, you should be makbid also on this din, even when showering. Moving on, Yod Aleph. So this I mentioned before, we learned earlier on, certain din of kshafim, this is similar but a little bit different. It says over here, Siv Yudalf, Lo yikanech becheres. You should not wipe yourself with shards of cheres, clay shards. Mishum kshafim. Once again, this is the din of mishum kshafim. Okay, it's also not a good idea anyways, but the mishum kshafim, that is what the reason that's brought down over here in Shulchan Aruch. V'lo ba'asavim yaveshim, and not with dry grass. Shamekanech bedavar shaur sholeipo, because if you wipe with things that are easily burnt in a fire, shaur sholeipo. Shinav hatachtonos noshos, once again, your bottom part of your body is going to start falling apart, you're going to rip them up, and therefore it's another health thing over here. So over here, cheres is because of kshafim, asim yaveshim, another thing, shaur sholeipo, that's going to be shinav hatachtonos noshos. Velo bitzror shekanech bo chavir, even though they used to wipe with rocks, okay? There's a little eight to that you should know. If your friend already wiped with the one rock, don't use that same rock. Okay? Dude, pick a different rock. That's the look over here. Don't use the same rock as your friend. Don't use the same piece of toilet paper as your friend. Nation, maybe at the Dumlite Tachtonios, it is going to bring you to hemorrhoids. Okay? So there you go. Many probably other things also, but that's the thing that's written over here in Shulchan Aruch. The Achshav, then the Ramah says, as I mentioned earlier on, the Achshav, Shebate Kinesiot Shalano Einam Besada. Nowadays, where our bathrooms are not in the Sada, Nagu Lekaneach Becheres, Vechei Nagu Lekaneach Bedavar Shar Sholeipo. All these things that we mentioned, the Cheres, because of Shafim, we said we're not so Makba nowadays, and even things that are Or Sholeipo, it's not Makba now, the Einu Mazik, and we see that these things are not Mazik people. We see, he said, Upok Chazi Ma Amad Dabar. If you ever see that Lashon, Poke Chazi, Mad Madabar, it means go look around in the world and see what's happening. You see people are doing it, and people are not losing, they're not noshros, they're shinev tachtonos. Therefore, you could use toilet paper nowadays, even though it's or sholeipo, you could burn toilet paper easy. You're allowed to use toilet paper, you're allowed to use napkins, you don't have to use a rock. Okay, these things are all going to be mutter, based on the Ramah over here, Baruch Hashem. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over here, once again, you see all different types of halachas over here, and eitzes. You would never thought these are Mishnah Berurahs, but look at it over here, Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Kavalf. Kotabah goes to Rabbi Kiva, the great Rabbi Kiva Eger. What big chiddush, what great pupil that we have every inch of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Here's Rabbi Kiva. Kotabah goes to Rabbi Kiva Eger, Shem Sefer HaChassidim, quoting the great Sefer HaChassidim. Kishiyot Seimi Beis HaKisi, when you go out of the bathroom, Yira HaMokom Shiyashalav Shloyetinofos, check the toilet seat and make sure you didn't leave drippings over there. Shema yavo chavero pito. Maybe your friend's going to come in and have a big emergency. He's going to come and the lights are going to be off. He's not going to see. He's going to come sit on the toilet seat. So clean up after yourself. That's another halacha Rabbi Akiva Eger tells you. Once again, these are things that we should hopefully know by now. I mean, we grew up and our parents told us these things, but these are things that also Rabbi Akiva Eger thought was important to make sure that the Rov Am knows about. Yud Beis. Yud Beis, this will end today. Yifanim mitznias belayla kamo b'yom. Just like if you're going to the bathroom, the Indian of tznias is during the daytime, so too, like we learned in the beginning of Simon Beis, that when you get dressed, even in the privacy of your own room, there's an Indian of tznias, even when it's just between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu at night, you don't have the problem that you're peril chaver, are not afraid that people are going to see you. So there is going to be enough community between day and night, we'll see in the second of the Mishnah Berurah. But there still is a concept of tznias. Tznias is between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beincha bein atzmo. Okay? You have to realize that these are things that are important even when you're in the privacy of the way we act, the privacy that we learned in the beginning of Siman Aleph of the Ramah, the way we act in the privacy of our own rooms is very, very chasha. That really mandates for us what type of Jew we really are when we do our own cheshbon and nefesh. So he says over here, Yiftan b'tzniyas b'layla k'mo yom. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kadin Kav Beis. Wrote some Lomar, what is the nafkamina there? Shelo yigal atzmo yotrim b'yom. Just like we said before, tefach mi'achorov, tfachayim milafonov. Okay, there's a certain amount you're allowed to reveal. The same applies at night. Okay? Because and you should not reveal yourself until you sit down and you're like this. And right now you don't have the mechitzas. Said the mechitzas and the Beis HaKisei. So that's not much of a problem. That's only time midas chasidus. Over here you're outside, so there is shechina there. Therefore you have to be makbid on these things maker to din nowadays. Kilafanav yizbara chashecha ka'ora. Because for Kaddish Baruch there's no difference between night and day. He sees the same amount whether it's night or daytime. Aval ain't tzarich lisrachik. The difference, though, is you don't have to be misrachik. You don't have to go down that, oh, if it was daytime, a person would see me over if I was standing over here. Therefore, they'd go over there. No, we're not worried about people seeing you. All we're doing is, at the end of the day, you're going to be revealing yourself to go to the bathroom. So it doesn't matter if you reveal yourself over here where it's right next to the street, or you walk a mile away where no one's going to see you because they can't see you anyways. So that's not an afkamina. You could go wherever you want. But in terms of how much to reveal, that halacha still applies because that is a din of just practical tznias. That is, even if no one is watching us, we still don't want to reveal too much of our body. Therefore, over there, that's going to be the difference over here. If there's no people, you go on the street if you want. And once again, another thing, Rocky Zay, Shalay Yabamakam, he looked for the other. Make sure you're not going to go in a place where people are going to walk. So people don't get dirty because of you. Same thing if you're walking your dog. Where are you going to let your dog go to the bathroom? If your dog is going to go to the bathroom in the place that people get it, then clean it up. But if there's going to be people, even if it's a guy, that you have to worry about this, and therefore you have to go to a place where even the guy will not be able to see you. It's not just a din between you and you and Jews, even by any bnei adam. This is all going to the bathroom. Gedolim. So this is not so shakla in the posting me down, but it used to be. If a person held them in by ketanim, it was a sakana mamish, and therefore you were allowed to, if you had to go, you could go anywhere you want. Nowadays, we don't pass anything to Chazon Ish. Maybe a point's not already, I'm not sure about that. That nowadays, we don't consider it mamish a sakana anymore, and therefore I would not recommend doing it in front of other people. Adkan for today.